With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. 15 days to the election and the presidential candidates fighting hard for each and every vote in those crucial swing states. President Trump will hold two campaign rallies in Arizona today.
The president captured Arizona in 2016, but finds himself in a tight race against Democrat Joe Biden. After holding a late afternoon rally yesterday here in neighboring Nevada, Mr. Trump will deliver campaign speeches in Prescott and Tucson. Today's rallies are the final events in a three-day trip that had the president stumping in the Midwest and Southwest. At every stop, he's been touting his administration's policies while attacking Joe Biden's nearly five decades in Washington. Greg Clugston with the president in Las Vegas.
And Democrat Biden traveled to North Carolina over the weekend, telling voters there the stakes in the election couldn't be higher. Also at SRNnews.com, French authorities have raided dozens of homes, cracked down on Islamic terrorism, coming in the wake of a horrific attack that left a schoolteacher dead last week. The French Interior Minister says the anti-terror raids are ongoing, and more than 50 Muslim organizations are now under the law enforcement microscope. The BBC's Hugh Schofield in Paris.
There are people who have been picked up who are alleged to have posted messages of support to the killer. So that's, you know, one aspect of all of this. The other aspect is that there's a much broader bid to crack down on Islamic radicals simply as a reaction, as an expression of outrage.
And the suspect in the brutal attack, an 18-year-old Chechen man, was shot and killed by police. A grim milestone in the worldwide coronavirus pandemic, the number of confirmed cases now topping 40 million. Wall Street Dow futures up 195 points, NASDAQ futures ahead 128. This is SRN News.
If you've fallen behind,
news on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Good morning, I'm Adam Boardman. Another area school has switched to online-only learning due to a COVID-19 outbreak. Douglas Anderson School of the Arts in Jacksonville will be closed through at least Wednesday. A youth football game turned tragic. A man's dead and a young boy is in the hospital after both were shot last night in an Arlington Athletic Association field. Police say an SUV rolled up and a man got out and opened fire. If you know any other details, please let them know. Police found a body Saturday night on Atlantic Boulevard in Jacksonville. They'd gotten the call from someone who said he'd found a man who'd been shot. They're still investigating. Jacksonville city officials say they'd like to be paid back the money they spent getting the city ready for the Republican National Convention that never happened here. Those officials told the Florida Times-Union they've been assured by the Jacksonville Host Committee that they will be repaid the full amount, which is around $150,000. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
The WBOB studios are sponsored by the St. John's Vein Center, a nationally accredited vein center. Dr. James St. George has more than 20 years' experience as a board-certified specialist. Four locations in Jacksonville. St. John's Vein Center. One of America's most respected talk show hosts, Dennis Prager, is here every weekday from noon till 3 p.m. on AM 600 WBOB and FM 101.1. Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Traffic is totally stopped on Arlington Expressway headed west, right between University and MLK Parkway. It's from a previous accident, but to try and avoid it, take the Fuller Warren Bridge. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Sunshine and clouds are mixed today. Our high will be 82. This evening, partly cloudy with a chance of rain. 72 the low. Right now, it is 70 degrees. Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. New poll numbers show most voters believe the U.S. shouldn't lock down again. New campaign flyers sent out for the support of the Duval County School sales tax proposal are heavily targeting Republican voters. And early voting begins today.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Some of you have been emailing me. It's 101.1, not 101.9. Okay, so how do you miss that one? Anyway, hey, good morning. Coming up on 5 minutes after 7 a.m., Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, 20 polling locations throughout the county of Duval, but with our huge audience that we're grateful to have every day, in order to find out where your polling location may be, go, very simple, folks. There should be no excuses on this. There's a thing called Google, a thing called Bing. Just Google your local county supervisor of elections, and bam, coming out there, we'll show you of where your voting location could be. By the way, in many counties, you don't have to go to not the day of, but the early voting. I believe you can go anywhere you want in your county.
Exactly, and that would be the supervisor of elections office in your county, because we're heard all over the state, as well as in the Georgia, as right. well as most public libraries. I know in Duval County, the main library downtown is not one, because the supervisor of elections office is just walking distance.
Hey, can
away.
We finally do something? Can we actually have more people that are voting instead of homeless people at a local library? I'd love to see that. Take some pictures. By the way, our good friend Rick Hartley from Hartley Press, printing sent us a picture. 50 people already outside at 6:45 this morning in San Marco. If I, you know, folks, I'm a Shark Tank. I'm in the business world, and I will tell you, I would do this at a post office. I'm dying to. I would love to have a vending. Not a machine, but like a hot dog vendor or a snack. Because while people wait in line, you can make a boatload of money.
Yeah.
You know? So it'd be brilliant if they allow us to do that.
Especially for hours. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. 904-831-0600. 904-831-0600. All that I've been hearing from my Republican friends is, Ed, we read the numbers, the Trump people. We're narrowing the gap. Or we're eliminating the gap of registered voters between Democrats and Republicans. Hey, that's great. Are they voting? By registering is one thing. Hey, I can register to win. You register to win, but did you mail it in? Ah, that's the different thing. Oh, I'm going to take this home with me, and I'm going to fill out the can you fill out my survey? Do you take it home? How many, unless you get something, how many y'all going to fill out the survey?
Or your rebate card.
Yeah, your rebate card.
Or the warranty.
According to Fox News, Eric Schahn, swing states like North Carolina and Pennsylvania and Florida, Democrats are killing Republicans by vote by mail.
For an early voting, then we have Pennsylvania. I mean, look at those numbers. Man, seems like the Republicans are getting wiped out in early voting. These are the mail-in ballots that have been returned so far. North Carolina, overwhelming for the Democrats. And finally, we have Florida.
Yeah.
A very important state. More Democrats voting by mail than Republicans.
And that's not usually the way it turns out to be. Normally, it's more Republicans. University of Florida political science professor Michael McDonald says this election has seen a number and a big record of people voting.
We were going to have a record number of mail ballots sent to voters, over 82 million. So we knew there were going to be a lot of mail ballots. We knew that there were going to be opportunities for people to vote in person early. What we didn't expect to see is such a demand by voters to vote. So we knew there were going to be a lot of mail ballots. We knew that there were going to be opportunities for people to vote in person early. What we didn't expect to see is such a demand by voters to vote. That's at levels that are running in person early voting, maybe 2 to 3 times what they were in 2016. For mail ballots, we're looking at about 10 times the number of mail ballots at the same point in time in 2016. We've never seen this many people vote so early in the election.
Yeah, there you go. Record numbers. And again, I'm just telling you what the conventional wisdom in history says. When you have a record amount of people showing up, that does not bode well for the incumbent in power.
Especially in considering the fact that the Democrats have registered a whole lot of new voters this election cycle.
Yeah.
This election is completely topsy-turvy. It is unlike anything that we've seen before when it comes to the early vote. Usually it's Republicans voting by mail in most states. Usually it's Democrats voting in person early. Instead, what we're seeing is lots of Democrats voting by mail, and these are lopsided numbers in favor of the Democrats. I want to get through more of the in-person early voting period to see if Republicans are deciding not to vote by mail and will be voting in person. And then, of course, we have Election Day itself.
Again, that's University of Florida political science professor Michael McDonald. So the question is, I'm asking you at 904-831-0600, how many of y'all are going to do the early vote? Because let me go tell you something right now, folks. I know when it comes to patience, and I get that, well, Ed, there's nobody enthused about Biden. Okay. Ed, the Republicans, I get it. I get it. But you can see people go to a rock concert. People can go to church. But can I ask you a question? Are they giving? Are they doing something for their life? Are they just showing up? Does that mean they actually go out and do the work? I.e., I'm asking you, how many of you plan to wait? And it's, folks, a record amount of people, because all my Republican friends, hey, Ed, we're all showing up at early voting this week. Well, we've already gotten emails. Hey, Ed, I think we're going to try to vote on a different day. We think it's going to be too packed this week. Trump supporters, by the way, emailed me this morning. How many of y'all plan to wait out 2 to 3 hours on election day? Because what I'm a little bit nervous about is that some of you may sit back and go, man, I think my neighbor's voting for Trump. They're one of me. And if I can't do it, there's enough the Trump crowd out there to support it.
One vote's not going to matter, Ed. You know what? The line's too long. That's what people think.
Yeah. The line is too long.
This new poll out, likely voters, Biden increasing his lead 10 points, now 53-43. But if you ask the question, this is one of the questions in the poll, who people think their neighbors are supporting? Their neighbors. 49% say Trump. That is up from 39% in August. 38% Biden.
Again, there's nothing scientific about that. They just the latest poll number. That's from Brett Baer, host of Special Report.
That's got to be the most ridiculous poll question you've ever heard. You know, who do you think other people are going to vote for? Not who they're going to vote for.
No, I take that back. No, I don't think it is. Because a lot of people will support Biden, but in the Gallup poll, they think that Trump's going to win. You know? And I see that number.
Votes matter, and who you say you're going to vote for matter. Who you think somebody else might vote for doesn't have any weight.
Well, let's put it this way. I'm not supporting the school sales tax, but I think it's going to pass.
Okay.
I understand what you're saying, but that's what I was getting at.
That's based on polling data, though.
That's right. Well, so was that one. ABC News' Rachel Scott says that the Biden campaign is out there sending out memos to a lot of its surrogates telling people, please do not get complacent. We don't need another Hillary Clinton embarrassing loss in 2020.
Joe Biden's campaign ahead in the polls, blasting out that memo to supporters, warning them not to get complacent or get a false sense of security in this final stretch. His campaign manager saying that if there's anything that the party learned in 2016, it's not to underestimate President Trump. Dan, they are still expecting this to be a very tight race in key battleground states that could decide this election.
But what is the advantage, some would ask, that Biden has over Hillary? ABC News' George Stephanopoulos.
Democrats have a strong case, profound case of PTSD from what happened 4 years ago. They're not going to take anything for granted this time around. Now, if you compare where Biden is to where Hillary Clinton was from 4 years ago, he's got about three times the national lead. But the battleground states are close. And Democrats remember that at the last minute, there was a surge in votes for the president. That is less likely to happen this time because he's the incumbent this time. Undecideds usually break against the incumbent. They broke for President Trump 4 years ago. But the Democrats aren't going to take anything for granted.
Are we going to see more mail-in ballots thrown in a dumpster? Is that possible? It's been happening in certain areas throughout the country. WRB-TV from Louisville, Kentucky.
More than 100 Jefferson County absentee ballots were found in the trash.
The federal agents who pulled all of those ballots out of the dumpster, they were found bins full of ballots in a dumpster that was at a house under construction. Contractor at the house found those crates full of undelivered ballots. The USPS Office of the Inspector General later confirmed there were 112 in the garbage.
And folks, by the way, this has happened before. I will tell you, years as a reporter here in the state of Florida, this is not the first time that ballots have either been discarded, we found it at a dump, or they were a couple of days late.
Yes.
This is not new.
In the backseat of an SUV parked at the airport in West Palm Beach.
Trying to get on the getaway.
Exactly.
Going away. Yeah. So, but wait a second. Well, see, Ed, there just proves my point. Well, hold on. It doesn't prove your point. They didn't tell you who they were voting in favor of. It didn't say it was Trump or Biden. Well, Ed, it was a post office. There must be a bunch. Listen, I know a lot of hardcore Republicans that work at the post office, okay? So sometimes you got to be just a little bit careful on that. Abortion. Here's the question. One of the big questions we're asking this morning at 904-831-0600. When you talk to friends at work, when you're going out, when you talk to, and this could be any issue, to people at church, is it all about COVID? I'd love to hear your story. 831-0600. If the conversation's about politics, is it believe, oh, the Dems are going to steal it? We're going to have ridiculous federal judges have recounts that shouldn't be having that. That's what bothers me right there. Because state law was state law. Now we have judges who want to continue to make up state law. What is an issue that you think, that you perceive, you listening, that could be a last-minute issue that might sway or may not sway voters going into the voting booth early voting this week? Is it guns? Is it lockdowns? Is it packing the Supreme Court? Is it the abortion issue?
That's where Democrats want to energize their base ahead of the November election. And two issues that they believe can energize the base are the issues of abortion and also health care, specifically the future of the Affordable Care Act. But it's also important to remember that the issue of abortion cuts both ways. The issue of abortion motivates and energizes the evangelical.
That is John Decker, Fox News radio reporter, with the confirmation of Amy Coney Barrett moving through. Does the issue of Obamacare come up? Does the issue of abortion come up? So packing the Supreme Court. So I've given you several issues. What is one that maybe we have not discussed? Or is it the same? The economy? Trump? Is it Hunter Biden? Give me an issue that you believe people are talking about that may possibly readjust their views, whether it's for Biden and or Trump. Is it the local sales tax? Is it the minimum wage? Give me an issue that you think that is not being discussed enough by the media, but yet when you talk to your friends or relatives, it is a topic that comes up. What would that be? 904-831-0600. I got to take a quick break. Your calls are up next. Always enjoy hearing from you. 904-831-0600. Talk radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Starting to see a bit of slow traffic on San Pablo headed south just before JTB. Add a couple extra minutes, and if you see anything that'll help your friends stay safe, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Sunshine and clouds are mixed today. Our high will be 82. This evening, partly cloudy with a chance of rain. 72 the low. Right now, it is 70 degrees.
Looking for a smarter way to renovate your kitchen without the stress and mess of a traditional remodel? With Granite Transformations, get the kitchen or bath of your dreams in as little as one day. Our gorgeous quartz countertops install right over your existing ones and are scratch, stain, heat, and impact resistant. Call Granite Transformations at 904-213-7878. That's 904-213-7878 or visit gtjax.com. Granite Transformations, done in a day, beautiful for life.
Most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently. Now is the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on Giza Elegance MyPillows, roll and go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com. Use promo code WBOB. Or call 1-800-950-9024. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free. Plus, he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Call 1-800-950-9024 or go to the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com. Promo code WBOB.
The most dangerous day for a newborn is her first day of life. She's at risk from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. Every 31 seconds, another infant is lost. Another family's hope for their baby's future is crushed. The most heartbreaking part? These deaths are preventable. For more than 60 years, Project Hope has worked to make lifelong health care available to the world's most vulnerable people. Right now, Project Hope is training healthcare workers to care for infants during those fragile first moments of life. Project Hope is ensuring communities have the medicines and supplies they need to prevent deadly disease, giving precious newborns a healthy start. Wherever they are, everyone deserves hope. Make sure her first day of life is not her last. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope's life-saving work, visit projecthope.org/newborns.
Atlantic Auto Brokers cares about the health and safety of their customers and understands that unique times call for unique solutions. The team at Atlantic Auto Brokers on Amelia Island are offering call or text options to test drive any car on their lot all by yourself. Each vehicle is cleaned and disinfected daily and can be viewed from every angle online at AtlanticAutoBrokerSE.com. They'll even disinfect the keys and leave them in the car just for you. And when all this is over, if they can't save you a bunch, they'll buy you lunch. WBOB is talk radio for Northeast Florida and Southeast Georgia.
Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Early voting begins today. The confirmation of Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court is expected to move forward this week. And several states are seeing an increase of new COVID numbers.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
All right, always enjoy hearing from you. Let's get to the calls. 904-831-0600. Lucy. Hey, Lucy, good morning. Thank you for calling.
Hey, good morning. My group of people that I know, I'm a senior, and we're, you know, COVID is not our big topic that we talk about at all, you know. Our big topic, well, there's a couple of them, but is, you know, the economic recovery.
Right.
And, you know, we have money in IRAs and our financial advisors are even saying, let's all hope that Trump does, because of Biden, it's not going to look good. And we're taking the different type of strategies of who gets in, what we're going to do with our, you know, IRAs and stuff. So, you know, that's the big topic we talk about. And also Hunter Biden, too, you know, about how crooked that whole family seems to be. You know?
The censorship... I was amazed by what Facebook and Google and Twitter, and now the Republicans want to have some sort of you know, censorship laws coming out. Hey, Lucy, I love what you brought up about the idea of a Roth IRA or regular IRA. Do you guys talk about Social Security and your Medicare? Or because I assume that it doesn't matter who's in. Nobody's ever cut Social Security the last 30 years. Republican and Democrats, I mean, they may talk about jacking up your taxes, or excuse me, workers' taxes to suffice it. But does the issue of Medicare or Social Security among those that are seniors, does that conversation come up at all?
We do talk about it. And but it's not so much. We do feel confident it's going to be okay.
All right.
We just wonder about, you know, for the people like our children who are in their 40s and 50s, how it's going to affect them, you know, because if it raises ages and such. But the ones who have already voted Democrat, and we have one who's very vocal Democrat. Just go, you know, she went and she voted by mail ahead of time,
right.
And she was concerned, you know, that she wanted to get her vote in because she knows the Republicans are messing with the mail, the whole, you know, crazy stuff. But the thing that she really got quiet when we were all talking about Hunter Biden, she got real quiet.
Yeah.
And that's not like her at all. She's always like defending, you know, the Democrats like crazy.
Real quick, have you already voted, or what do you plan to vote?
I'm going to do Election Day. A bunch of us are going to Election Day. It's going to be a party.
All right.
Well, you know, it's going to be, you know, a safe distancing party, but it's going to be...
I'm not worried about the safe distancing. I'll hang out with all of you.
Let's say bring a lawn chair.
But can I, before I go to Sean real quick, Lucy, why don't we, because a lot of us agree, why don't we all, like, have an early voting party? Like, let's all pick a day this week. Or one day before, and let's all sit back and go, hey, we're going to go vote this day, and let's all get some lunch afterwards. Why don't we do that?
Okay.
Oh, I'm being serious. Of course, the biggest question is, Ed, who's buying? Nah, I'm Scottish. That's to say, we'll have to negotiate. I don't make Rogers money, all right? Let's go to Sean. Hey, Sean, good morning.
Hey, good morning. You know, the issue on the Affordable Care Act, the ironic thing about it, and I have people come in my office, it's, there's nothing affordable about the Affordable Care Act for the people that are paying premiums.
Right.
We have a one-stop shop in town, Blue Cross, that's it. But we do have about almost a third of Americans on some sort of assistance. And some of these commercials think, oh, all your insurance is going to be pulled away from you. You're not going to get this. You're not going to get this. President Trump's smart. He's a business guy. He's going to open that competition, flatten out the responsibility for a one-stop payer. And then it will bring prices down.
How do you know this?
Will bring, because when you look at the law of insurance, anyway,
I understand the law of large numbers. How do you know that Trump's going to do this? Because we haven't seen anything over the last few years.
Right, that's true, and it's been trying to get it through Congress. You know, and I would think that Trump should really try to hammer on that.
I think he should have already. I'm with you
because you have a lot of those people are voters also. And I know people need a lot of help in a lot of different situations,
yeah.
But there's a lot of people in the Affordable Care Act. I have neighbors. I have a friend of my neighbors. Real quick, family of five, almost $20,000 a year.
Wow, I believe you, Sean. My question is, why? Why isn't he? At least present something. I mean, listen. I think it's great by putting healthcare prices and mandating the companies do it because it's in the fairness of advice of advertisement of what the cost should be. But it's all great about eliminating Obamacare. I get it, and I'm all for eliminating Obamacare. But holy mackerel, man! For crying out loud, if you're going to put out a federal plan, at least do something. And I agree with you. Nothing's been happening. As Roger says, maybe it's just easier to campaign against it. That may be the point, which is very unfortunate. 25 minutes after 7 a.m. Talk Radio, WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Some light traffic on 295 headed south, right between Alden Road and Beach Boulevard. Just add an extra couple minutes and take advantage of the dry roads, because for the rest of the week, they'll be wet. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Sunshine and clouds are mixed today. Our high will be 82. This evening, partly cloudy with a chance of rain. 72 the low. Right now, it is 70 degrees.
This traffic report is brought to you by J. David Tax Law. When you owe the IRS and can't pay, go to jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
You're worried about the future of our country. Rioting, looting, and chaos. Talk of defunding the police, radical values, increased taxes, open borders, new business restrictions.
You know you must vote, but you want your vote to count. You want to vote in person. Early voting is now underway. It's easy, safe, and fast. For voting information, call 904-533-VOTE. That's 533-VOTE. Stand up. Be heard. Get counted. Vote today.
Paid for by Team North Florida, a Florida committee organized under Chapter 106.
America's Everglades. The water supply for more than 8 million Floridians. World-class sports fishing. Magnificent birds and wildlife unique to this region. But the Everglades today is on life support. You can help save it. Text the word WATER to 52886 and tell your Congress how much America's Everglades means to you.
As an investor, what do you get from a discount broker or mutual fund? Not much. But if you're seeking planning, financial architecture, direction, and personal interaction, we're a fee-based, independent, credentialed financial advisor. We're Capital Dimensions Wealth Management, a 15-year-old Jacksonville-based firm that performs in-depth analysis and then on-site interviews with companies globally before investing our clients' money. If we can help you in your quest for financial independence, contact us at 730-3877 or drop by our office on University Boulevard. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
This is Mike Lester with the Guarding Your Nest Egg radio show. The number one question I get these days is what will happen to my portfolio after the upcoming election? That's a legitimate concern. Don't wait to see what happens to your portfolio on the morning of November 4th. Make sure you have a plan. In my opinion, you'll need two plans. For a complimentary analysis and a plan to election-proof your portfolio, visit us at planbiden.com.
Investment advisory services are offered through Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC. Securities offered through World Equity Group, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC. Registered Investment Advisor.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
So I've been really trying to do a better job at answering all the emails pretty quickly, as I do during the morning show. Bruce emailed me. He says, by the way, your national service, WBOB, didn't even mention Hunter Biden this morning. Par for the course. Well, evidently, so I responded, no, we're not the NPR station, because we covered it all day Thursday and Friday. If we covered it Thursday and Friday, what's the point of doing it this morning when early voting is a much more popular issue? Man, people. I get your issues are not all the same, and that's the brilliant part about it. But just because you want Hunter doesn't mean it's a top-tier issue. Can I ask you a question? And I think Hunter Biden is guilty. We all know the truth. But what does Hunter Biden do to put protection for your family from COVID? What does Hunter Biden do to put more money in your back pocket? Your school sales tax, the minimum wage? Absolutely nothing. My priorities are straight. Money has to take care of certain issues, and safety as well. Not Hunter Biden. We know he's guilty. How should that sway your vote one way or the other? All right? If you're voting for Trump, it doesn't sway it now, does it? It's already the same. 904-831-0600. Talk Radio, WBOB.
600 101.1 FM. WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. With the election just around the corner, the presidential candidates fighting hard for each and every vote in those crucial swing states. President Trump will hold a couple of rallies in Arizona today. Democrat Joe Biden was in North Carolina over the weekend, telling voters there that the stakes in the election couldn't be higher. French authorities have raided dozens of homes. It's a crackdown on Islamic terrorism that comes in the wake of a horrific attack that left a schoolteacher dead last week. A grim milestone in the worldwide coronavirus pandemic, the number of confirmed cases now topping 40 million. More than 1.1 million confirmed virus deaths have been reported around the world. Stock futures are sharply higher this morning. Dow futures up 204 points. NASDAQ futures up 119. More details at srnnews.com.
If you follow
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB News.
Good morning, I'm Adam Boardman. A youth football game became a nightmare when gunfire rang out, leaving one dead and another hospitalized. Last night, at an Arlington Athletic Association field, police say a vehicle rolled up and a man got out and opened fire. One man died at the hospital. A seven-year-old should make it. If you know any other details, please let the police know. Another area school has switched to online-only learning due to a COVID-19 outbreak. Douglas Anderson School of the Arts in Jacksonville will be closed through at least Wednesday. To date, there have been over 32,000 coronavirus cases in Duval County. The Republican National Convention never happened in Jacksonville, but the city spent a lot of money getting ready for it, and now officials would like to be reimbursed. The cost came to around $150,000, and officials told the Florida Times Union that they've been assured by the Jacksonville Host Committee that they will be repaid. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Saying goodbye to a loved one is never easy. Hi, I'm Larry Self, owner of The Casket Store. For the past 20 years, we've been helping people plan ahead with affordable options and quality products. Often people are caught by surprise and in the midst of their grief end up paying much more for the exact same casket. We offer cemetery headstones, bronze markers, caskets, urns, and more at 40 to 70% off standard funeral prices. Please visit us at thecasketstore.com.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
Some light traffic on 295 headed south, right between Alden Road and Beach Boulevard. Just add an extra couple minutes and take advantage of the dry roads, because for the rest of the week, they'll be wet. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Sunshine and clouds are mixed today. Our high will be 82. This evening, partly cloudy with a chance of rain. 72 the low. Right now, it is 70 degrees. Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Several states are seeing an increase in new COVID numbers. New poll numbers show most voters believe the U.S. should not lock down again. And new campaign flyers sent out for the support of the Duval County School sales tax proposal are heavily targeting Republican voters.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600. 831-0600 or email ed at wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Some of the questions we're asking you this morning: how many of y'all plan to early vote? Are you going to vote by mail? I don't care if you're Democrat, Republicans, all the Republicans. Hey, I'm going to wait to the day of.
Bring a lawn chair.
They say procrastination is next to the kin of the devil. That's an old Southern term out there.
Really?
How can you procrastinate? Well, I'll pay that bill on the day of. Oh, how many? Hey, I got one better. Oh, a federal judge will allow to extend my absentee ballot. Come on, folks.
We hope.
Yeah. 904-831-0600, talk radio, WBOB. All right, let's continue on with the news. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. As you know, let me play for you the clip. I got to go on right here. Here it is. This is Eric Schahn, Fox News. The swing states, Democrats are killing the Republicans, including the state of Florida, on vote by mail.
For an early voting. Then we have Pennsylvania. I mean, look at those numbers. Man, seems like the Republicans are getting wiped out in early voting. These are the mail-in ballots that have been returned so far. North Carolina. Overwhelming for the Democrats. And finally, we have Florida.
Yeah.
A very important state. More Democrats voting by mail than Republicans.
Here is the University of Florida's political science professor, Michael McDonald, says that the past elections, Republicans are the ones that have led the Democrats.
This election is completely topsy-turvy. It is unlike anything that we've seen before when it comes to the early vote. Usually it's Republicans voting by mail in most states. Usually it's Democrats voting in person early. Instead, what we're seeing is lots of Democrats voting by mail, and these are lopsided numbers in favor of the Democrats. I want to get through more of the in-person early voting period to see if Republicans are deciding not to vote by mail and will be voting in person. And then, of course, we have Election Day itself.
All right. In the 1980s, the group The Police wrote a great song called The King of Pain. Now, I want to talk about The King of Spin. That's not you, Jamie Miller. I want to set you up on this one. Jamie Miller, our good friend, who is one of the best political media experts, the group he represents, is the website People Who Think .com. All right, so the number, hey, everything that is normally up is upside down. Democrats are leading Republicans, huge majorities on the issue of vote by mail, and yet I hear everybody tell, oh, we're showing up at early voting. Oh, we're going to show up the day of election. Jamie, this is like going on an amusement ride. You may like it, but sometimes you may try to come back in order that the lines may just be down a little bit. Next thing you know, they don't. Put the spin on it, will you?
Well, here's the thing. And we know that what we're seeing is that you're not seeing an increase in votes of what we call 5 and 5 voters. 5 and 5 voters are people who are brand new registered voters in an area. What we're seeing people vote are what we would expect. What we saw as Republicans when we were leading massively in all these places, if you go back to Obama's races, we won early voting in 2008 and 12, not early, mail-in voting. But what happened is your 304 and your 404 voters just cast their ballot early. And so that's what we're seeing on the Democratic side this time, is that we're not seeing an increase in voter participation. We're just seeing an increase in how people are voting, and they're voting by mail early. And the Achilles heel here for Democrats, there's a couple of things I want to bring up. One is that about 1% of absentee ballots are thrown out because they are mismatched signatures. People forget to sign. Legal reasons why the ballot is not cast or not counted as a vote.
All right.
And the second thing I'd like for people to be aware of on Election Day, if you see this happening, I think what you're going to see, and the fraud part of this will be Democrats call Democrat seniors, and say, hey, Your absentee ballot didn't count. Go in and vote in person. They vote a provisional ballot. And then we're going to see lawsuits to have those provisional ballots counted so that those folks get to vote twice.
Here is one more clip. University of Florida political science professor Michael McDonald says there are record numbers. Listen to this.
This election is completely topsy-turvy. It is unlike anything that we've seen before.
All right, here's the clip where he says that right here. Clip number 4.
We were going to have a record number of mail ballots sent to voters, over 82 million. So we knew there were going to be a lot of mail ballots. We knew that there were going to be opportunities for people to vote in person early. What we didn't expect to see is such a demand by voters to vote. So we knew there were going to be a lot of mail ballots. We knew that there were going to be opportunities for people to vote in person early. What we didn't expect to see is such a demand by voters to vote. That's at levels that are running in-person early voting, maybe 2 to 3 times what they were in 2016.
He's telling me, Jamie, we're seeing a record amount out there, and you're telling me we're not?
No, absolutely we are seeing a record. But all you're seeing are the people who would have voted on Election Day are casting a mail-in ballot. You're not seeing, you know, the first-time student voting via mail-in. You're not seeing people who have never voted historically voting mail-in ballots. You're just cannibalizing your Election Day vote.
That is a very valid point that I want to talk to both sides because, well, Ed, and I get it, the Trump crowd out there. Hey, Ed, we've narrowed the margin on registered voters. Jamie, that's a big, and I'm not saying you're wrong. I think you're right. What the difference is, you can always get registered voters. If they're not voting, that doesn't mean anything out there. So are we going to see these new registered voters come out this year, Jamie?
that's really the question. You have to assume that people who have moved someplace and they've registered to vote, or they're first-time voters and they've just registered, are going to try to vote. But that's really the million-dollar question, is are those what I would call an unmotivated voter, somebody who is not a regular voter, somebody who is, which is generally 30 to 40% of those who are registered. Are, you know, we usually see a 60 to 80% turnout, even in a presidential race. So those are of registered voters. So there's still always a ton of registered voters who are left on the table. I don't think this race appears to be any different.
Ah, really? All right. We'll see. Here is Fox News' Laura Ingraham. I keep asking the question. I want to play for you the clip. If there's one of these issues outside of COVID, outside of the economy, is it the U.S. Supreme Court? Is it abortion? And I want to play for you the clip. What is an underlying issue that may shock analysts and pollsters on the election season? Here it is, right here.
Are lockdowns the sleeper issue of the 2020 election? An intriguing new poll found that of the 14% of voters who are not committed to either candidate, 24% favor locking down again, but 70% say it's time to move on and adapt.
Time to move on and adapt. Is this the under-the-radar issue on the issue of lockdowns, or do you think it's more minimum wage, everybody gets to vote in a primary? I mean, tell me an issue outside of what we normally hear, the top three, that you think is another issue that maybe we're not discussing that may be on people's minds.
I think you certainly lockdowns, and I think that a pivotal moment in the campaign was when Biden would not answer whether or not he would pack the Supreme Court.
That was clearly
a pivotal moment, and he has not recovered from it yet. And you see Trump just slowly, you know, there's a little website called Predict It, where, you know, people who are really excited to go in and bet on who's going to win. And Trump has gained about 2 or 3 points, which is really hard to move percentage points at this point. He's gained 2 or 3 points among people who bet, you know, who bet on these things. So he's still not in great shape, but the money is certainly going his way at this point.
Here's where Jake Tapper, I guess he had a Democrat from Delaware. I guess this was, who was this guy? This was Chris Coons. Listen to this.
If Barrett is confirmed and Democrats win back the Senate, would you vote to expand the number of justices on the Supreme Court if it came up for a vote?
Like Joe Biden, I'm not a fan of expanding the court, but
you oppose.
And then if we happen to be in the fact pattern where we have a President Biden,
yeah,
we'll have to look at what the right steps are to rebalance our federal judiciary.
So your mind is open about adding justices to the Supreme Court, yes or no? Just your mind is open?
Yes.
Yes. You know, if I got about a minute and a half left. If I'm running ads, not so much against the personality of Joe Biden. I'm going to run ads. Hey, guys, for your issue, whether or not you believe that you think states should have more rights on education, school choice, I'd be running more of those by saying if the Democrats get in, you can kiss a lot of that goodbye. That's what Trump did very successful in 2016. We don't seem to be seeing that right now.
This is why Trump is doing so well among first and second generation voters in Florida, is because they've lived under communist regime. Their parents or maybe even themselves have been imprisoned for having political yard signs in their yard or speaking out. And they know that the very first thing that happens is an oppressive government starts taking over the court system, and certainly packing the U.S. Supreme Court is an example of a government that does not want to conduct the will of the people, but conduct the will of the government. And that scares a lot of people, and it should.
All right. Well, we'll see if it happens. So, by the way, Republicans going to make up the numbers for the early voting?
Yes, I think we'll get very close with early voting, but we're going to overwhelm them on Election Day. I don't think anybody's disputing that. So
right,
if we're within a couple points
right
with early voting, we're in a good spot.
All right. Shake that crystal eight ball one more time, my good friend. Jamie Miller with the group PeopleWhoThink.com. Good to have you on today, man.
Thank you, Ed.
All right. He's their state director. Good publication. Not a good publication, good marketing outfit. So anyway, Dean Roger Henderson. 831-0600, 904-831-0600. A lot of emails coming in. Hey, Ed, I'm early voting this week. Hey, Ed, I don't know. I don't want to wait in line that long. My question to you, a couple questions we're asking. How many people plan to early vote this week? Why? Why are you not doing a mail-by-ballot? Are you afraid? Why would you be afraid this time than you were 2 years ago?
Yeah, don't trust the post office.
4 years ago. I mean, it's the same postal work you've been seeing. Has he been invaded? The body of the invasion of the body snatchers.
Great guy, blue uniform.
Yeah, By the way, if you're a postal worker, I think that extra 20 that your neighbor leaves you for Christmas time won't be happening unless he or she's candidate wins.
You tip your postal worker?
No. Yes, when I lived in the country, I did that.
Huh.
Just because.
I didn't have to talk about that.
904-831-0600. And the other question is, when you go out and vote, when you have a conversation with people, this is a good topic. What do you think outside of the normal? Race relations, Trump, Biden, Hunter Biden, COVID-19, the economy. If you're having a conversation with family, church members, or whatever, what is an issue that's come up lately that isn't part of the normal topic that we see in poll questions that you think may be an underlying issue? Jamie says the Supreme Court. I think that could be one. Tell me an issue that you think is an issue that you are having with, doesn't matter, both sides, you're having with your Republican or Democrat friends that maybe isn't being talked about, that might sway or may not sway, or I should say might sway somebody's mindset by going into those polls this week and the next 2 weeks. In other words, what is the topic underlying the issue? What do you think, Raj? I think Supreme Court pack and I think state lockdowns.
Supreme Court certainly right now I think is really being talked about. Someone called earlier, didn't want to go on the air. What about reparations? Is that really being talked about right now?
No, I wish it was. It's a great issue. It blows up the phones. Where's mine?
Where's
mine?
So
anyway, that's right. 746, Talk Radio, WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
Traffic is still totally stopped on the Matthews Bridge headed towards downtown. Janine, what's going on?
Yeah, traffic is really bad going on the Matthews Bridge. You can't move.
Thanks, Janine. To try and avoid it, take the Fuller Warren Bridge because traffic is backed up past University. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Sunshine and clouds are mixed today. Our high will be 82. This evening, partly cloudy with a chance of rain. 72 the low. Right now, it is 70 degrees.
Welcome to the Bargain Barn.
Hi, can you tell me if this generator is enough to run the whole house?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what about just a refrigerator and a freezer? Do you know how long it can run on a tank of gas?
I'm usually in pet food. I'm just covering for someone who's out because they stepped in an ant bed.
Ugh, I'm out of here.
Hi, welcome to Tools for Time. What brings you in today?
I'm looking for a generator to run my refrigerator and freezer if I lose power, but it can't be too bulky.
Let me show you the Honda EU2200i. Refrigerators and freezers have high startup wattage, but really low running wattage, and this Honda will run for over 8 hours at a quarter load.
Nice.
It's very portable, and the Honda EU series generators are super quiet and come with a built-in inverter.
What's an inverter?
It means this Honda produces consistent, clean power without surges, so it's safe for even the most sensitive electronics.
Great, I'll take it. I'm so glad I came to Tools for a Time.
So are we, and you can always find us online at toolsforatime.com.
This year marks the 63rd anniversary of Boger Shoes on Park Street in Jacksonville. In order for a family business to celebrate 63 years of serving their community, they must be doing something right. That something is good old-fashioned customer service. Boger Shoes has filled the footwear needs of thousands of customers in Northeast Florida for over six decades. Whether your shoe needs are running, walking, dress, casual, orthopedic, or diabetic, Boger Shoes has what you need. And for the month of October, Boger Shoes would like to recognize the professionals that literally make their living on their feet. So if you are a UPS employee, Amazon delivery person, FedEx worker, U.S. postal worker, or someone that works in our area hospitals, Boger Shoes will give you a 20% discount on your footwear purchases. Some restrictions apply. Boger's carries many popular brands like Birkenstock, Dansko, New Balance, Aerovon, Viotic, and many more. Also, Boger's employees will be wearing gloves and masks while serving you. Boger's thoughts and prayers are with this community during this difficult time. Boger Shoes, the answer for hurting feet.
Internal Revenue Service. When you owe a personal or business tax debt and can't pay, just hearing those three words brings feelings of fear and anxiety. I'm Jonathan David Suryash, Managing Tax Attorney at J. David Tax Law. Everyone knows that if you owe the IRS and don't pay, it's only a matter of time before tax liens, wage garnishments, or bank levies happen to you. The first step to resolution is our no-cost consultation. We take the time to go through your specific tax problem step by step. We explain exactly what your options are and how we will resolve your tax issue. J. David Tax Law is a local firm right here in Jacksonville, where only an experienced tax attorney will represent you. Our fee payment plans are affordable for everyone. If you have tax problems, call us now for a no-cost consultation at 904-507-4777. That's 904-507-4777, or find us on the web at jdavidtaxlaw.com. That's jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
WBOB is talk radio for Northeast Florida and Southeast Georgia.
Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. New campaign flyers sent out for the support of the Duval County School sales tax proposal are heavily targeting Republican voters. Early voting begins today, and the confirmation of Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court is expected to move forward this week.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
So over the weekend, I got sent to me the, and I am one of those huge conservatives out there, the Duval County School sales tax, this group called Together for All Students, heavily targeting Republicans. Republicans know that better schools are good for everyone. Vote yes on the halfpenny sales tax. Our vote for yes will increase. Now, folks, listen to this because there's something you're not hearing. See if some of you can guess it. We told you what it was in hour number one. A vote for the school sales tax will increase school safety, repair outdated buildings, build new schools, and improve student success. Conservatives understand that our schools are essential to building a better future for Florida. Yes to increase school safety. Yes to improve school student outcomes. Yes to more jobs. And yes to savings up to $1 billion in repairs over the next 5 years. Well, that's not what Warren Jones, school board member, said.
You spend $500,000 a month just maintaining those facilities. So it's time to move forward.
He said $500,000, right?
You spend $500,000 a month just maintaining those facilities. So it's time to move forward. And we can save around $6 million a year just on...
Save $6 million a year. Folks, that's in repairs. I'm sorry, that math does not add up. Not even close. 904-831-0600. Roger knows what the answer is. I know what the answer is. I've got it addressed. It's right in front of me. Right in front of me. School. It's going to improve school safety, outdated buildings, new schools, save money. But folks, what is the one thing that they don't say? Can anybody guess what it is? 904-831-0600. And by the way, this was one of the primary reasons why many of you Republicans out there said that you would support it if they included this as part of the spending measure. But it's not on here. Can anybody tell me what that topic is?
And it resonates with conservatives more than anything else in a flyer that mentions Republicans twice and conservatives at least once.
Yeah. Yeah, you got the same thing, didn't you?
I didn't see it, but I heard you.
No, well, you heard me. I mean, hold on, Republicans and blah, blah, blah. Oh, I'm sorry, it said rhino. I'm just joking, I'm not a rhino. So anyway, it's a joke. But what is the one topic that this ad does not... By the way, what is the one issue that this ad does it mention?
I'm voting for the half penny for schools because it will give us the money we need to eliminate most portables, renovate, and build new schools. Plus... economic impact will be immediate and long-lasting.
What is the issue that it does not say? And yet, they're addressing this to conservative voters. What is it? Can some of you guess what it is? 904-831-0600. Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Slow traffic on I-10 headed east, right between Cassett and McDuff Avenue. Add an extra 3 or 4 minutes, and if there's anything you see, give us a call. 901-SAFE, 901-7233.
Today, sunshine and clouds are mixed with a high of 82. Cloudy this evening with a chance of rain. 71 the low. Right now, it's 70 degrees.
I'm Lou Dobbs. Twitter, Facebook, and Google CEOs facing outrage from Congress. Busy week ahead for Economic Reports. Small business adapts to changing economic times. Those stories next.
I'm United States Surgeon General Jerome Adams, America's doctor. And all across our nation, we've taken steps together to slow the spread of coronavirus. Now we must continue to take personal responsibility to protect ourselves and our loved ones. Because even though not all of us risk a severe case of coronavirus, we all risk getting it and spreading it to others, maybe without even realizing that we're sick. So if we want to get back to school, back to work, back to worship, and back to overall health, there are things our country needs to do. We need to follow state and local guidelines, take extra precautions if at higher risk, wash our hands frequently, stay 6 feet from others when we can, and when we can't stay 6 feet from others, please, I'm begging you, wear a face covering. These small actions will make a big difference. So I'm asking you to say it with me, America. Coronavirus stops with me. You can learn more at coronavirus.gov.
Produced by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services at taxpayer expense.
Facing subpoenas from conservative senators, Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey now says his social network was wrong to block web links to a New York Post blockbuster report about European deal-making by Joe Biden's son, Hunter. Twitter's move prompted charges of censorship designed to help Biden just days before the 2020 election. Economic reports ahead this week, including quarterly results from Netflix, one of the technology companies benefiting from stay-at-home viewing during the China virus pandemic. American Airlines and Southwest also set to report their third quarter earnings. Although many small businesses have closed this year, others flourish. Owners say the secret is finding ways to have fun and let customers try new foods and experiences. Please join me for Lou Dobbs tonight, 5 o'clock and 7 o'clock on the Fox Business Network. This is the Lou Dobbs Financial Report.
Canines for Warriors is ending veteran suicide and returning our warriors to a life of dignity and independence. They rescue and train shelter dogs to be paired as service dogs for warriors with service-connected post-traumatic stress, traumatic brain injury, and or military sexual trauma. Join their mission and be a part of their 2020 campaign to reduce the veteran suicide rate of 20 a day, because 20 is a name, not a number. Learn more at caninesforwarriors.org.
It's been quite a year. The events we've experienced thus far in 2020 will change us forever. This weekend, CBS Audio presents America, Changed Forever, hosted by Gil Gross. From the coronavirus pandemic to the impact of George Floyd's death and the Black Lives Matter movement, Gil will talk with the newsmakers and bring you the latest. Saturday at 6 p.m. and Sunday at 1 p.m. on WBOB.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
By the way, for those of you that missed the NRA event, Saturday was one of the best. Ron Davis is and just heavily thanked this show and WBOB. They were packed. Quite a few hundred showed up, and I won stuff. But anyway, it was one of the best times. I'm sitting here going, I need to have like my parties like that. Mm-hmm. That's how, I mean, it was no speeches. Just go out and have a good time. And it was one of the best events. We had the WBOB table there, and we had the Ed Dean and mm-hmm. other shows, and we gave away some free tickets as well. And Doc Drake was there.
Oh, really?
Okay. Matt was there, man. We were represented.
Okay.
Some of the Black Voices for Trump, I gave some free tickets. Those guys were great, man. We hung out with them. They had a good time. Food, everything was just, it was a good, good time. And so for those of you that missed out, boo, all right? You should have been, you know, boo flippity. You should have been out. Oh, Ed, I want... Folks, don't look for me for free stuff all the time. Come on, man. Just suck it up. If I got a free ticket, I'll give it to you. But if not, hey, buy some, all right? Anyway, no freeloaders. But anyway, so we got a big skeet tournament coming up in February. So,
I saw you shooting on Facebook at the shooting range.
Yeah, I went on the Clay shooting range this past Friday, man. Tore it up. So anyway, I'm surgical. I'm like Bradley Cooper in the movie Sniper. Mm-hmm. All right? So anyway. Hey, we got a lot more coming up. Face mask. Lawsuits taking place by parents suing schools and mask mandates and shutdowns, according to a recent Rasmussen poll, says, this ain't selling anymore. So we'll have more of this discussion. 904-831-0600, 904-831-0600. A lot of emails coming in. How many of y'all plan to vote early voting this week? How many of y'all plan to do it today? All the Trump supporters, oh, we're going to wait till the last minute. I don't know if that sells.
Get in line at 6:59 on Election Day.
Yeah.
P.M.
I don't know if that's going to sell. All right. More coming up next. Talk Radio WBOB.
AM 600 WBOB Jacksonville, 101.1 FM W266 Fruitco, Talk Radio.